USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations stands up for Ukraine as their country is decimated by Russian soldiers. 141 countries voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution deploring Russia's aggression against Ukraine and demanding the immediate and complete withdrawal of all Russian forces from Ukrainian territory. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has a message for the Russian people.
We know many of you want no part of this war. You, like Ukrainians, like Americans, like people everywhere, want the same basic things. Good jobs, clean air and water, the chance to raise your kids in safe neighborhoods.
The January 6th committee says it has evidence that President Trump and his campaign tried to illegally obstruct Congress counting of electoral votes. The complaint was filed in California's Central District Court and includes depositions from top aides to Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. USA Radio News.
We're out of the brand name, but we do have the generic version of that.
Serene's Pharmacy can't keep up with allergy season.
Who's next in line?
They need certified technicians to alleviate the headache.
Ma'am, I'm so sorry for the wait. We'll have your prescription filled soon. Oh, I need some help.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Fitbit watches are supposed to help you keep healthy, but one recall says Fitbits can actually harm you.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
As the United States continues to buy Russian oil, oil prices jumped higher. In fact, over $110 a barrel on Wednesday. Experts are saying it's a response to a flood of divestment from Russian oil assets by major companies and expectations of a short supply for months to come. The market surge has been dramatic, with global benchmark Brent crude oil gaining 11% this week alone. USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
As Russian violence continues in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin claims the reason is to remove Nazism in that country. Many are not buying the Russian propaganda and are taking action with their wallets.
European countries and supermarket chains have started banning Russian vodka to show their distaste for Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The government-controlled alcohol monopolies in Finland and Sweden were the first to ban liquor sourced from Russia on Monday, followed by the authorities in Norway on Tuesday. Major supermarket brands across the three Baltic states also banned Russian vodka. They went one step further and banned all goods originating from Russia as well. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One lawmaker says we need further sanctions against the Kremlin. Republican Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas said last night that President Biden should cut off all oil sales from Russia, saying it would really give them a sting and shorten the length of the war. End quote. Traffic accidents jumped last year in America.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.